Welcome to This is Richardson, telling the stories of Richardson, Texas, people and places, past and present.
Bert and Barbara Weathersby are new friends of ours, but already dear friends. We have gotten to know them just over the last year, and they are so much fun. Barb is a Richardson native, and we hear about her history and how Bert joined her here in Richardson. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with the Weathersbys as much as we did.
We moved here in 1965. I was 5 years old. We had moved from Amarillo. My dad got transferred here, and he knew he wanted to be in Dallas. And so that's how we ended up here. There were four kids, and then 2 years later, number five came.
Wow. So full house then.
It was an absolute full house, no doubt about it.
And you grew up in the neighborhood just right back here, right?
I did. I went to Northridge Elementary, and then I went to North Junior High, and I went to J.J. Pierce. In fact, all five kids have been graduated from Pierce and gone to North. Mm-hmm. I've gone first through 12 grades here.
Wow. And if you kind of had to sum up, like, life growing up in Richardson, like, what was the feel of that?
You know, to me, I loved this town. I loved this city. Of course, I think when we moved and, you know, we were looking at it, Bert, we were looking at the population. I didn't know what the population was when we moved here, and I think it was about 25,000. And so it was a small community, but it wasn't, you know, because you had Central Expressway going down through the center of it.
Right.
And so it, you know, I remember, you know, Richardson Fairs, you know, the JCs putting on donkey baseball games. playing baseball or softball and sports and playing with kids in other areas at other schools. But we knew each other because we played sports together, even though they lived across town. Swimming, mm-hmm. you know, the Red Cross every summer had swimming lessons at the city pools. And all five of us kids learned how to swim. Taking Red Cross at the pools. You just knew every summer you're going to do that. You had tags that you put on your swimsuit, and you'd say tag and get in. They were $6 for the summer. You know, it was just...
Oh, that would be nice.
It was fun. It was fun, and it was great community. You know, there was a lot of trust, you know, among the people. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people, it was new back then, if you remember. Richardson started really growing, I guess, back in the 50s and right there in the early 60s with TI that came in, and a lot of engineers, pulling in a lot of engineers. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of newness. A lot of the houses back in these areas were brand new back in that time. Mm-hmm. But it was a great community, and I'm so thankful we moved here. My parents said that, you know, when they were looking for a place to go, they wanted a place that had good schools. Mm. And of course, that was just really in the infancy back then. And so that was a win. I think that was certainly a win for my parents of having all of us kids, you know, into a good school. And then certainly the church, you know, just became part of that as well.
That small town feel, I feel like, has carried or continued. Even though we've got like almost, 120,000 people here now, a lot of people still talk about it. Like, it feels both big and small. It's like got the good points of being close to Dallas and being big. But almost every time I go to the grocery store, I see somebody I know. You know, I know the people on my street. And, you know, it has that small feel to it.
It does.
So
it does.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bert, where do you come into the picture? How did y'all meet? And then how did you decide to settle back here?
Yeah. So we met at this church.
Oh, okay.
So when I got out of school, I went to work down in Houston. Mm-hmm. And that was like 8 hours from my hometown. That was a long trek to go home. So I wanted to kind of get closer to my home base. So I got a job here in Dallas, mm-hmm. right over here on Campbell at the Canyon Creek National Bank Building, I think is what it used to be called.
Okay.
So I was working over there, and the church was visible from there. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of gravitated to this church when I moved here for work. And I met her. I could tell you the room I met her. It's just right up there. Uh-huh. And it was an early Sunday morning. For some reason, singles met early. And that doesn't sound like it should be. But we met early. And I was kind of in there. You know, we're sitting there doing stuff. And I was kind of, you know, zoned out because it was so early. And somebody got up behind me to make an announcement. And it was this Texan voice with a smile in it, and it, I looked around and it was Barbara, and I said, who is that? And I just had to check out who it was, and it was the voice that, you know, kind of started the attraction. And then we dated and eventually got engaged and got married. Mm-hmm. In this church, of course.
Y'all got married in this church?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, so now you had gone to A&M for college, right?
I did.
And so did you know the whole time, though, that you wanted to come back to the Dallas area?
I did, pretty much. I did. I got out of A&M in 82 and just came straight back here. I interviewed on campus. I'm an accountant, and I got a job, and I knew the jobs that I interviewed for were in Dallas, and so I got a job back here, had it before I graduated, came in and started that summer when I got out of school, and then I started the singles program. He came in a few years later.
So it just sounds like there wasn't really any question for y'all, that you knew this was home.
It was for me. I was coming back, but, you know, and Bert's from a small town in West Texas, Rotan, many miles from here.
Yeah.
And so for him to end up here, it's pretty miraculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's meant to be.
Yeah.
Well, just tell me a little bit. I mean, you've kind of touched on it already, but what is it about Richardson that stands out to y'all as a special place? What makes it feel like home to you?
Well, I'll start. It's home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really all I've known. And I've loved it from the very beginning because of how active I was, or our family was, in the community and the different activities, and certainly the church. And I couldn't imagine really going anywhere else besides coming back home. It was large enough to come back to, you know, and so you didn't feel like you were probably in your parents' backyard. I certainly have a lot of friends here, I just love it. Just can't imagine, and the church. The church has always been, this church has been important in my life. And when I knew in Dallas, or when I knew when I got a job in Dallas, I would live close around here so I could attend this.
Did your siblings stay here as well?
Let's see. My oldest brother went to Houston. My youngest brother was here. My sister's a little bit north of here. She was up in Double Oak and Sanger area. And then I had another brother here. So, at one time, in fact, there were three generations of Marshalls in this church.
Okay.
At one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's neat.
It's pretty great. And my mom was on staff here. She was a nursery coordinator for 30 years.
Wow.
You know?
So, and the same for me. It's home. I joined this church in 86, got here in 85. So you can do the math. That's a lot of years. And I just don't feel like I want to leave. It feels comfortable. I know where everything is. So many great things going on, so many things to do, so many things to do with friends, and just, you know, the church has got all of its activities. So it's just home for me too, no doubt.
I'm going to tell you a story. Yeah. My very first day in Richardson, Texas.
Okay.
Are y'all ready?
I'm ready.
The moving truck comes into town with us. In our station wagon. We lived in a little cul-de-sac. We pull in. They're starting to unload the truck. And the first things that they unload is bicycles. So bicycle comes off. You know, my parents got in the car, took me and my sister, and drove us over. We're about a block and a half from Northridge. Mm-hmm. Drove us over to the school and said, here's the route. Now, we went back, we got on our bikes, and we went to Northridge. My sister's about 4 years older than me, so she was responsible. I was not. And so we get on our bikes, we go. My sister said, Barb, you go straight. I'll meet you up there. I'm going to take the long way around. I'll meet you there. You stay there. Well, I waited, and I never saw her. She never came around, but I took a left, and I got lost.
Oh, no.
So the very...
Old. Huh? How old were you?
Five.
Oh, no.
On my bike, driving it, or I'm riding around Richardson. Like, the streets I went on, I was lost for over 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
The
I ended up on the other on streets on the other side of my house. So I traveled quite a distance. I didn't know what to do, so I went up, sat down in a man's yard, and he was mowing the yard. And I just went and sat in the middle of that yard, and he came over and he said, you know, what's wrong or whatever. You know, I didn't cry or anything, and I just said, I'm lost. Oh. He gave me some ice cream. He gave me some gum. I thought I had hit it out of the park. And so, thankfully, he called the police. Uh-huh. My parents had called the police. Not even a few hours in Richardson, uh-huh. connected up, and within a few hours, I was found. So
that's so good. Were you scared?
No, I wasn't. No? And that, you know.
You're just like, I'm lost.
I'm but, lost. You know. I'm lost. So anyway, we were talking, and that's, you know, literally my first day in Richardson, Texas. I get lost. My parents have to call the police.
Well, I'm glad you happened on a good neighbor. Like, you know.
Absolutely. You know.
I'm sure they're all good.
Yeah.
Right. Back then.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, that was there was a theme with me with bicycles. I'm going to tell you another story here. Mm-hmm. Talking about this church. I'm in second grade now. I'm on my bicycle. I'm just on a street just right over here. And I get hit by a car when I'm on my bicycle. Oh, I'm with my two brothers. It's a Saturday morning. I get hit, unconscious. Ambulance comes. I'm out. My parents at that time only had one car, and it had gotten a flat tire the night before, and they left it at the neighbor's house.
Oh no!
And so one of my brothers, rode home on his bicycle to pick up my dad. On the bike, bring him back to where I was. And there wasn't a car. You know, the ambulance was still there. They were getting there, about ready to take me off. And so a man from down the street who happened to go to our church. Now, remember, we'd only been here for a year. Man down the street handed my dad the keys to his car and said, take this. And, you know, followed me to Presbyterian.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
And were you, were you okay? Oh, did you have like anything broken or?
Oh, yeah. I was just it only. I mean, I was in a cast all summer, but with my arm.
Oh.
But it was fine. I didn't get to ride my bike anymore and I missed swimming.
Oh, I was about to say, I feel like, you know, I'm thinking about my youngest, especially because she is the more adventurous of the three. And it's like at that point, I think I would be like, hey, bikes are not for you. Like, you are going in bubble wrap. Like, no more going out on your own.
Oh, well, yeah.
There's another incident with her on a bike, but that's for a whole other episode.
Are bikes off limits now is what I need to know.
No.
No, you still ride?
I love bikes. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We just love being outdoors and being doing anything, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you ride outside.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Hey, I got a question, though. Go back to the first story. What about your sister?
Oh, right. Yeah, did she make it home?
I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast, because if you bring this up with her, it is probably one of the stories. She got in a lot of trouble. And still remembers it to this day. And it was my fault. And it was my fault. But I didn't get into trouble. You know, I'm over there getting ice cream and candy, you know, and she's getting in trouble. So,
like you left her?
Well, yeah. And she drove, she knew the route. So she immediately went back home. And so she got home, but she came home without her little sister. Mm-hmm. And that was not a favorable thing.
Uh-oh.
But all's well. But if you talk to her today, it's... Oh.
Still a sore spot.
It's a little bit of a sore spot.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but.
You got any bicycle stories?
No, I used to ride bikes a lot, you know, for fitness and all that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But just kind of went on to something else about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, but never had a wreck, never had broken arm, never laid it down, any of that. So
yeah,
that's good.
It was all safe, but I missed your safety. So
he did the hotter than heck Wichita Falls, you know, 100-mile bike ride. Yeah. You know, and I mean, so he's selling himself short a little bit on his activities that he's done.
100 miles. Oh yeah. My goodness.
In August.
in August, in Wichita Falls.
Oh. Well, so I know when y'all were first here, first married and all that, that the singles program was huge. And so that was a big draw. What else stands out to you about our church that makes it special, that made you want to continue to be a part of it besides the family ties and things?
Yeah, I mean, there was, in addition to all of that, we had a lot of mission activities going on. We had a long period where our church would go to Latvia and partner with a church over there. We probably did that 4 or 5 summers. Mm-hmm. We did that one summer. Mm-hmm. So you had that. You had just seemed like people our age were accepted. I mean, we were able to get on committees. Mm-hmm. We were able to, you know, be in big Sunday school classes that had things going on where you could get involved that way. So, you know, it's just tons to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, where Bert said, you know, different committees or different things, but, you know, there's the prayer ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, we could be involved in the children's ministry. I was working in when we were in singles, we were in the singles department. We went to church, and then I worked with 5-year-olds, and Bert taught youth.
Oh, okay.
You know
it,
and
yeah.
So he could work in the youth. I could work with the kids. Mm-hmm. We could be involved in singles. Mm-hmm. We played sports through sports teams at the church together. So there was just so much to offer where we could plug in. And, you know, the great thing about the church is they were always, you know, servants, volunteering. Mm-hmm. And there was ample opportunities to do that in so many different areas.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what's helped develop us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And connect with other people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still connecting
right.
with people.
Yeah.
Still connecting.
I know. What I just got to meet y'all
right.
in the last year. So
exactly. Yeah.
And y'all have been here for years.
Yeah.
Just because we volunteered.
Exactly.
For the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, my parents, when they were here, they did visit multiple churches.
Mm-hmm.
And again, how they ended up here was, they were large churches,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted a church for, you know, the programs for kids, for the kiddos, for us. And if you'd ask my dad particularly what it was with him, mm-hmm. it was a particular greeter at the door.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, that remembered all of our names.
Huh.
Visiting, and spoke. That was at the old church over there on Rainbow and Phillips. And if you ask my mother, she said it was a particular Sunday school class that she was in.
Okay.
In fact, the Sunday school class that she was in, the lady's name was Mrs. Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe getting off the story here, but my father was diagnosed with cancer when I was in second grade.
Oh.
So we had was given 6 months to a year to live.
Oh, no.
So here we are in Richardson,
mm-hmm.
in a new church where we didn't know anybody, no relatives around. So that became our community.
For sure.
Okay. And so the lady, the Sunday school class, the teacher, Mrs. Anderson,
mm-hmm.
that class went to the hospital, St. Paul's Hospital, where my father was having his surgery, and sat with her and prayed in the waiting room.
Wow.
Oh, didn't really know, you know, very well, but that Sunday school class, prayed with my mom in the waiting room.
Wow.
So now let's go back. So that was back in 67, probably 1967.
Hmm.
My mother passed away in 95 of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that Sunday school teacher, Mrs. Anderson, was by my mother's bedside in her last days.
Oh, my goodness. So they stuck together, like, all those years. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so. Wow. The cool thing to me is that, like, any friends could do that, you know? I mean, just friends that aren't Christians.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you have friendships and relationships and you also have the power of the Holy Spirit with them,
absolutely.
It's like it levels it up.
It does. Mm.
And it's like a whole other dimension of friendship. And so, I mean, that is just amazing. Right. And what peace and comfort and joy that must have brought her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I
this church certainly is not the only church in town, but the relationships here that you've developed, that you can develop, and probably in any church, mm-hmm. but how valuable that is in our life. And God gives us those relationships and those friendships mm-hmm. to build us up.
Okay, so something I ask everybody, what are your favorite Richardson spots? Just one or two places, whether it's you've got a list. I love it.
Largo.
Okay, businesses, like parks, just whatever it is that you really like one or two spots you want to give a shout out to.
Okay. Well, the first thing, I'm going to go back to the to historic, and it was probably been here since the 50s. And, you know, when I think about Richardson or being here, I it's not just current stuff. I go back and I think of all the places that, you know, that have been here that have just been fun and, you know, were friends where we went. One of them's called Dell's Hamburgers.
I think everybody has mentioned it, and we have never been.
Okay, well,
we've got to go. That's it. We got to go.
It's a hamburger joint. Small.
Emphasis on joint.
Small. You know, just charcoal broiled mm-hmm. hamburgers. They're great grilled. They now have fried Twinkies. Back when I was young, they didn't have that. But you know, the big thing, you know, because it's over on Greenville and Beltline area. And our old church was right there on Greenville and Phillips. And so it was a hangout for the kids, you know, on fellowships on Sunday nights, you know, to go over, or Pizza Villa was really the hangout then. But, you know, that's just kind of a place that, you know, you mow the lawn on Saturdays and you mm-hmm. want to take a shower real quick and go put on another pair of shorts and you go get a burger kind of deal. You know, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's going on the list for sure, okay. Then.
Yep.
Well, I'll let you go.
Okay, so we just kind of found out about this restaurant maybe about a year ago. I think we were over by Dell's, mm-hmm. and we saw this. It's called Partenope. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm.
It's an Italian restaurant in downtown Richardson.
Okay.
Pretty authentic Italian mm-hmm. from what they say and from what I can tell.
Okay.
And it's kind of small. They used to not do reservations, but they do now.
Mm-hmm.
It's got outdoor seating. It's just a pretty cool little place.
Yeah.
So, you know, to go have a nice dinner or even some appetizers. So we really like that place.
You know, we are not super familiar with that part of town, but our oldest daughter was in summer school over there at the MST Magnet.
Yeah.
And so we drove over there every day and I got to show her where the old church was and stuff like that. But there's a lot down there. I was like, I need to just come park the car one day and go walk and explore. Okay.
And then another one that's down there, I know this has been mentioned on the podcast, is Island Coffee. You know, they have their roastery over there on Inner Urban. So that's mm-hmm. where I go to get my beans.
Okay.
And they also will make you a latte or an espresso or whatever. And there's always a lot of people in there getting their coffee and all that stuff. So it's really small, but it's just kind of a cool place to go to. Hard to find a parking place, but once you get one, it's worth it. Also, they have the place over in off of what's the street up there? Canyon Creek. Up in Canyon Creek, they have the coffee shop.
Oh, Custer.
Custer, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Those are two notable ones.
Next to Shady's.
Yeah.
Right behind Shady's.
Okay.
Yeah. There.
Yeah. And yeah, it's funny because I was thinking about Island today because I was like, we haven't gotten any coffee from them since we've been back. And
yeah,
that was really cool. Yeah. And it's one of those things, like if I ever had a second career, you know, I would love to do like the coffee roasting and the all the technical stuff. Like he explained it. I was like, I want to learn all this.
Yeah,
that's right.
And it's good coffee. You
that's
know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all. This has just been so fun and just getting to hear more of your story. And I did not realize the church was such a big part of your story. That's so cool.
Yeah. It still is. I mean, we're still growing.
Yeah.
You know, just growing, you know, individually and as a couple together. It just continues to give us new opportunities to serve and to witness. And it's part of our life. It is a main cord thread in our life. And I met him here.
Exactly.
You know, I never would have met him anywhere else because he went to the University of Texas and I went to A&M.
Yes.
And so when people talk about that,
mm-hmm.
the only place that we could have met and joined together would have been at church.
That's true. Yeah. Because otherwise you're a house divided. Right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But not us. We have been able to make it work.
Yeah, y'all are cordial, right? Yeah. Like, you cheer for each other when you're not playing each other. So
yeah.
I don't think you always find that.
I don't know. Yeah, we have season tickets to the A&M games, and he sits right there, and they... In our section, they call him, you know, because he doesn't sway, you know.
Aggies sway back and forth,
yeah. And we're in the middle, and they call him the concrete pylon because he doesn't sway with
you. You look across the stadium, there's one guy stationary.
Oh, that's my goodness. I love it.
But we have, he doesn't wear anything with my school colors when we go to A&M games, and I don't wear anything with his school colors when we go to UT, but we'll pull for each other's team when they're not playing.
Fair enough.
I've always said to Bert, and anybody who knows me, when I get to heaven.
And you will get there.
No rush.
That's right. I'm gonna ask God two things. Number one, what did I do to deserve Bert Weathersby? And number two, what did I do to deserve all the friends that I have, the people in my life?
Thanks for listening to This is Richardson. You can find all of the stories we tell about our community at thisisrichardson.com.
Also, to note, since this episode was recorded, we have been to Dell's Burgers and loved it.